interview like crazy and use all these different pros and cons as your questions that you should be asking these different real estate teams if you're even thinking about it. I definitely think you should interview with teams. Hey guys, it's Brian Eisenhower. Welcome to the show today. I'm kind of excited about today's topic. It's one that's near and dear to my heart. I've experienced over my entire career. I get asked this question time and time again, and I don't think I've ever really laid it out a detailed answer. So I'm going to do that. I've owned and operated many brokerages that had thousands of agents in them, multiple thousands over the decades. And you hear this, you know, a lot, certainly more recently than decades ago, is should I join a real estate team or not? That is the question. And there's not a black and white answer here. I will tell you that. There are pros and cons as to whether real estate team, you know, different teams or different fits for different people. So I'm going to try to lay out the pros and cons for you. And as I lay out the pros and cons, I am going to try to explain how those might relate to different people and different teams as well, too. So as I do that, I think I'm going to start with the cons. Eisenhower Coaching's Custom Training Suite is your company's own custom branded training website loaded with Eisenhower Coaching's powerful training courses for real estate agents, teams, and brokerages. With video lessons, audio lessons, downloadable course workbooks, scripts, tools, and systems, with quizzes and action steps for accountability and implementation, managers can also monitor agent performance with detailed reporting. Agents can earn certificates and degree designations abbreviated after their name in signature lines, online profiles, and marketing. Easily create your own customized courses for local topics like file compliance, MLS systems, contracts and disclosures, CRM training, and new agent orientation. Use ICC's course training materials in your own office training rooms with our downloadable and printable student workbooks, instructor's manuals, instructional training videos for each class lesson. The Custom Training Suite is your own custom branded training system that is changing the game for real estate teams and companies everywhere. As I start with the cons, I'm going to lay out, I think I'll start with the cons first because the cons sounds negative and I prefer to be a positive person. So let's get the cons out of the way. Let's get the bad news out first. All right. I think the first one is that you're going to be held accountable if you're on a good, successful real estate team, which means you're going to lose a certain amount of control over your business. You're not in charge of your own business. A lot of people get into real estate to be in charge. They're tired of working for somebody else, or they don't want to work for somebody else. They want to maintain their independence. And there can be good and bad to that. Trust you me, because real estate looks a lot, you know, seems a lot easier than it really is. That's why about 90% of the agents sit there and watch the 10% of the agents that do 90% of the business. Most are on the outside looking into success in real estate. And that's because they often made comfortable choices, right? They wanted less control. So if you do want less control, understand that's a loaded weapon, okay? You're going to have to follow the team system, and those teams think that those systems work. And that could be their lead generation system, their admin systems that, you know, you're going to need to show up for, you know, their training, their meetings, their events, things like that. You know, different teams are going to have different levels of control that they impose. And that could be good and bad. A team that doesn't give you much control could also not give you much accountability, which means that the likelihood of you succeeding is, you know, theoretically decreased. But if you don't need that much, you know, accountability and stuff, and you just think you can do it, you know, then maybe, you know, a team that has a lot of control is not the fit for you. And you'll see people play around with this. You can always join a team later. They try it on their own, and that they just can't hold themselves accountable enough to do the hard, uncomfortable work to generate business. And they typically then go try a team. Okay. So that's one way to do that as well, too. One thing about real estate, you're not tied into anything. It's like a lot of people go on real estate teams until they feel like they can kick the proverbial training wheels off and go off on their own. You know, that happens as well, too. So another con, another negative about being on a real estate team is you're going to be on a reduced commission split. Because again, the team needs to make something to A, be profitable, B, pay for its expenses, pay for marketing, pay for admin support, pay for, the owner of the team leader. So you're gonna, they're gonna have to take a cut too of some sort, right? So that means you're going to get less in theory than you would on your own. So that's pretty obvious, I think. So, the difference there really typically means, if you're on a team that takes a bigger cut, maybe they put you on a 50% or even a 40% split, that means they're probably providing you some degree of leads there or lead conversion, maybe inside sales agents. They're meaning you have to do less work because they're providing you more. If you're on a team that provides a lower commission split, or lower, so you maybe you're on a 70% or something like that. I don't know. Typically, they're not going to provide you as many leads or services as well, too. So it's really important to understand what those different benefits and value adds are, because it's not always about going to the place that takes the least out of your pocket. If that's the case, I would not join a team at all. In fact, go to a discount brokerage that charges you the least. It just depends what kind of value is important to you and what you need. And you'll learn that over time. You'll learn that over time, right? So reduced commission splits, definitely a negative. You're gonna pay a little bit more to be there. Another one could be team culture. Like a bad culture or just, negative dynamics. That can hurt you as well too. You got to be a fit with the people that you're working, and some teams, run a real tight reins on their team, and they hold you accountable, and you got to show up every single day and make a certain amount of contacts every single day. And if that's not your just not that's not your groove, then I wouldn't be there, like we talked about with accountability. Some will have lots of events they want you to come to, lot, and maybe they're happy and fun, and there are a lot of social events, and maybe that team gets involved socially or in the community more, and it's just that camaraderie and that community of being around other people that you're working with is fun for you. Teams will offer that a lot more too. Some are very remote and they have no brick and mortar at all. So, they're just really meeting, and they're not requiring you to be in person or maybe even on video conference meetings a lot. It just really depends what you want and where you are in life and what you think you need there, because culture matters, right? So a bad culture or negative cultures, or at least cultures that aren't fits for you, are important. So really get to know how those dynamics work if you're deciding on a team or whether or not a team as well too. And I'll say another one. The last one I'll go to of the cons would be the perceived loss of identity. You get into business for yourself. You want to grow your book of business, and the last thing you want to do is grow another person's book of business because you're on a team, and everything you do gives them credit because you work for them. So they just keep getting richer and richer and richer, and you never really grow or build your identity being on that team. And that can be the case. So, look at your marketing freedom. I do prefer teams. I will say we kind of coach this that allow agents to build their own brands within the confines of the team, because you don't need to lose your identity on a team no more than an agent would lose their identity working for a broker. I mean, for example, let's say I'm Brian Eisenhower and I go work for Coldwell Banker. Those are two names, or Keller Williams, or whomever. I'm always going to have to put their names on my signs and my marketing materials to be in compliance with state licensing laws. What's to stop a team leader from kind of taking a same back seat in marketing to allow the agent to promote themselves? I think that that's a great policy for teams to do. Not all teams do that. They're worried that, they're not going to get the branding through other people. And I think that's a very negative scarcity-based way to approach it. I think you should look for teams that allow you to brand yourself. I mean, after all, if you brand yourself, then you're going to tap into your own sphere of influence and the people you know and be able to bring more business to the team. And in theory, create more revenue. And if you hear a lot of team leaders griping about how agents never produce or never generate business or never bring anything to the team, well, the place they're going to do that most is from the people they know and trust. So you got to make them feel like that they are branding themselves and marketing themselves to their people. I just think it just kind of, it's swimming downstream as opposed to upstream. I mean, when people get their real estate license, they never say, boy, I just can't wait to go join another team and convert internet leads that they provide me. No, that's not their dream. Their dream is to grow their own business and have business come to them from people they know and trust. I think everybody has that same feeling. So if you're a team leader and you create a team environment that kind of is in alignment with that principle, I think you're going to get better results rather than squeezing so much out of agents trying to get them to convert leads that you provide them. Really try to promote an atmosphere and an environment that helps them grow their own businesses within the team. And I think you'll find everybody is a lot more successful that way. So, you know, that loss of identity, you know, could be the case, but it isn't always. If that team allows you to promote yourself and put your picture the largest and your name the largest, and the team takes more of a backseat in the marketing approach, I don't think that's a big con there. And there's a lot of pros to having the team with you as well too, which we're going to kind of segue into right now. So let's talk about the pros. Let's talk about the positives of being on a team. And I'll just kind of go right off the one we just talked about. Yes, it's good that a team markets you, but understand having the team with you can provide you a lot of instant credibility. So instant credibility is probably the first thing I want to talk about. Like, and you'll see a lot of teams will do this for you. If you're a brand new agent, one of your biggest fears is going to be, how am I going to get my friend who has a, you know, $1 million listing to list with me? I've never even taken a listing before, or I've only taken two or three listings, or, you know, who's going to want to work with a new agent? Well, if all of a sudden you show you're a part of a team and that team leader has a recognized name locally, all of a sudden you've got instant credibility through that team leader. In addition, so all of a sudden you know your lack of experience, you can bring that team leader with you or somebody on the team with you, and you can assure your people that you won't be alone and that you'll have the power of the team behind you rather than just one agent. So you do get some instant credibility that way. There's a little bit more instant credibility you can get from a team as well too, as you can actually build your resume quickly. So for example, you get your license, you start putting out, let's say, on social media that, you know, you're in business and you want business. You can create some instant experience, you know, by, you know, marketing the team's listings. Like if you're saying just listed because the team listed a property, you don't need to necessarily disclose that it's not your particular listing that you took or you generated. But if you show just listed a lot and a lot of under contracts and you're holding open houses and you're negotiating and you're closing properties and you're doing just solds, if you're mixing that into your entire marketing approach, your first couple years, man, after just 6 months to a year of that, almost everybody's going to think you were in business for 5 or 6 years. So you just completely wipe that objection out. People don't really care how long you've been in the business. It's whether you're successful or not. And if you show a lot of success and evidence of that success, you get instant credibility. And a team can provide that to you very, very quickly. A good team that would be willing to do that, and almost everyone I know would be, because they want you to succeed, because the more money you make, the more money they make, right? So that's, you know, that's the converse theory to the loss of identity, is a good team that will help build you up and support you through their successes and their credibility to get business is pretty huge. So I do like them for that. Another thing is leads. Again, you have the reduced commission split on the con side. Well, you know, they're hopefully going to give you some leads too. They don't just want you to bring leads to the team. They're going to give you and supplement your leads. And as a new agent, that's the hardest part, is breaking through that income gap, especially if you're used to getting a paycheck every 2 weeks. You know, you get your license. They always tell you not to expect to get any, you know, it takes a while to generate business. If it's a buyer, we got to show them property. They got to find one. They got to get a, you know, offer accepted. And then that's got to go through the closing process, you know, so you're at least 30, 60 days down the road there, just through that process. So you're oftentimes anywhere from 4 to 6 months before you can expect to get your first commission check and money in the bank. And, you know, a team can help with that. They can give you some leads and get you going, so you have something to work on to get that, to reduce the amount of time between when you get your license and you get your first paycheck. So they can really, really help with that, and they can continue to help with that until you're generating enough business of your own. So they can supplement your income by providing you leads. And again, the amount of leads, the quality of the leads, all that kind of stuff can depend on the team. So that's stuff we want to kind of ask and find out about, right? A big one is support, and a lot of that is administrative. That's huge. They're going to provide marketing for you. They're going to provide some of that instant credibility. They're going to handle your files from contract to close. And that will really improve your work-life balance in a big, big way. Because you'll be spending less time trying to handle business that you've already generated from listing all the way to closing, or from contract all the way to closing. And you can spend more time doing the difficult thing, which is generating new business. That's not fun. That's the salesman part of this, where we all got our real estate license because we thought that, HGTV was real, and that if we love houses, we love showing houses. But we didn't realize how to get someone to go with us to look at houses is the hard part. We have to generate sales, and there's some sort of lead generation that's going to do that. I mean, there's two ways you're going to generate business. You're either going to do some slightly uncomfortable activity over and over again consistently to generate business, and or you're going to have to spend money, which is equally uncomfortable, on marketing to generate business. And quite frankly, lead generation is much more effective and much more quick than spending the money. In fact, that's why, the money gets spent by agents typically after they've lead generated for a long period of time. Then they actually start making enough money where they can spend a percentage of that money on their marketing, and it's more efficient because they have so much business, they have less time to lead generate. But when you're first starting out, boy, you really need to lead generate to build that business and learn the business more quickly. So, admin support, transaction coordinators, listing managers, marketing directors on real estate teams, when they handle all those things for you, you can spend more of your time lead generating, showing property, and or listing property, which is really where your time should be spent. It shouldn't be, because you'll see this happen. You're like, well, I can do all that myself. Well, you can, until you get one or two under contract. And then all of a sudden you spend all your time trying to manage that and learn through that process and struggle through that process. You can actually harm your clients a lot as you're learning on the go, because it's really hard to learn in advance and feel confident through the process. So working with a team that way give you a lot of balance and a lot of structure behind that too. So that improved work-life balance that comes from the administrative support, man, those people are powerhouses. On the admin side of teams, and their work is not to be underestimated. That's for darn sure. The third one I'm going to say is never something that you want to hear, but it's actually also a con. It's accountability. Because let me tell you, lead generation is tough. It is the hardest part of this. That's why only about 10% of the agents do 90% of the business. It's an inability to lead generate. And we got millions of excuses that are going to pop into your mind. Those are the same excuses that tell you you can't wake up in the morning to go to the gym, that you can't eat healthy, that you can't stop drinking or smoking, that you don't have time to go to church. It's part of human nature. And thank goodness for it, because with it, I would not have a coaching and training company, because no one would need us. That ability to make yourself do uncomfortable things, despite the fact it's not who you are and you don't have time and you don't like it when people do that, so you're not going to do that. All that negative self-talk is going to come into play, and it's going to be very, very challenging to make yourself do it, no matter who you are. That is one thing I've watched for decades and decades and decades, and I've watched thousands of agents think that they were going to be able to do it and then were unable to do it. And it's because they didn't have accountability. And that's one thing all the top agents do. They almost always have some sort of coach or trainer or mentor behind them, because they are self-aware that they need accountability. So you will get that on a good team. And I'd be asking the team, how much accountability are you going to provide? That's really important. That's a positive. And if you want to light up a team leader, interview that way. They'll be like, wow, it's someone who doesn't act like they know it all and don't need it. Because you're going to learn the hard way if you go that route. But if you come in there learning based and very coachable and say, how much accountability I'm going to provide, I'm pretty aware that I'm going to need some of that. You're going to be a very attractive recruit to a team leader. That's for sure. Shared resources are really big too. You're going to use their marketing material. You're going to pick up on that credibility I talked about, as well as, you know, you're going to use their CRM, which will probably be the top CRM out there. Their marketing materials, like I talked about. You're going to learn from the experiences of the other people too. If you're alone, you're just going to learn as you go, trial and error. But you're going to learn from the experience of the leader, the leaders, the other agents. You're going to learn from their mishaps. You're just going to learn a lot faster and get a lot more experience a lot more quickly working closely with others than you will on your own. So your growth is just exponential because of the shared community of a team, right? That's those shared resources in general, I think, are very, very powerful. And then lastly, I'm going to say training, coaching, and mentoring. You're going to need that because there are so many hurdles. Real estate as an industry, I mean, we go through so much. We go through so many changes in the market. We go through, you know, global pandemics, interest rates, housing industry shortages, buyer's markets, seller's markets, attacks on our industry, you know, MLS is collapsing, new industry disruptors coming in and doing iBuying. You've got lawsuits against commissions, all of these different things. How do we react to those? That is very hard to navigate on your own or just by looking things up and, you know, listening to podcasts or watching videos or things like that. I'm probably selling myself short here, but it is, you know, it is so much more helpful to have a group of people around you that can train and coach and mentor you through that, let alone how to lead generate, you know, all the different ways you can lead generate out there. There's tons of them. Someone's going to teach you that, how to successfully hold a listing presentation, what are the best ways to hold buyer consultations? What are the best ways to show properties, hold open houses, on and on and on. You have someone directly coaching and training you on that, man. It's so much more than you get typically at a traditional brokerage where you're just holding your license. These are people that are really vested in you, and your success is their success and vice versa. So they're typically going to give you that increased degree. So once again, if you're in there in an interview, be asking the team that you're interviewing for, you know, what degree of this are you going to give me? You'll see people that don't want to be on large teams because they're not going to get that personal one-on-one attention. However, you could also say that on large teams, they have enough leaders out there to give you that degree of one-on-one attention. So that can work both ways. So I'd really specifically ask that. Don't just form a lot of opinions in your own head here before going in. Interview like crazy and use all these different pros and cons as your questions that you should be asking these different real estate teams if you're even thinking about it. I definitely think you should interview with teams. Now, whether you decide to join one or not, I wouldn't. But I, you know, you're going to get to know people that way. You're going to network that way. You're going to learn about the different demographics that way. So I really think you should at least interview with different real estate teams just to learn, because this will be the one time in your career as a new agent is that you don't have a lot of business, hopefully, and you got some time, and growth is where you should be spending your time, man, is investing and growing. So meet a lot of them and then decide what's right for you. I think that's the best way to put it. And that's the best way to lay out all the pros and cons, because it just depends. It depends on who you are. Man, we coach a bunch of successful solo agents and a bunch of successful real estate teams as well, too. And I can't imagine if some of those people had joined a team that didn't. A lot of those people, thank God they did join a real estate team. And you know, it goes back and forth on that. So there's no right or wrong. There's a lot of gray here. So I'm going to shoot you straight on that one. So I hope this helps with the pros and cons of real estate teams. Thank you guys all for being here. Can't wait to see you on the next show. Thanks for listening to the Brian Eisenhower podcast. You can learn more about ICC at eisenhowercoaching.com. That's eisenhower.com. You can also enroll in one of our many online courses at icconlinelearningcenter.com. That's icconlinelearningcenter.com, where you'll find the most expansive real estate training library in the industry. We also offer custom training portals for real estate teams and brokerages looking to give all of their agents access to our expansive course list of courses and training systems. Some companies even take it one step further by purchasing versions of our courses and systems that are white label branded to their specific real estate organizations. Also, be sure to subscribe to Eisenhower Coaching's YouTube channel to watch new video content that we put out each and every week. And again, be sure to join the fastest growing Facebook group for top performing real estate professionals by searching for the Real Estate Agent Roundtable Group. With all of that said, thank you again for joining us today, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Brian Eisenhower Podcast.